The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Today, we'll be discussing Elon Musk's potential plan to build his own town in Bastrop County, Texas, from his vision of creating a Texas utopia to the details about the land and companies involved. We'll take a closer look at this ambitious project. Now, Elon Musk, he's a billionaire entrepreneur. He's been making headlines recently with his move to Texas, where he's relocated or expanded many of his companies, including Tesla, SpaceX, and Neuralink. And according to a report from the Wall Street Journal, Musk is reportedly considering building his own town in Bastrop County along the Colorado River, where employees could live and work. Now, the town would be built on land near two of Musk's companies in Bastrop County, the Boring Company and SpaceX. And the Boring Company has been building an 80,000 square foot manufacturing and warehouse facility on a Bastrop County property, where it plans to test tunneling equipment and dig tunnels for research and development purposes. Now, meanwhile, SpaceX has been building a $43 million facility with over 500,000 square feet on a neighboring parcel. And the town would sit on land owned by Gapped Bass LLC, an entity associated with the Boring Company. Now, the report cited people familiar with the plans and said that Musk envisions that employees from the Boring Company, Tesla, and SpaceX could live in new homes with below market rents. And the town would also include modular homes, an outdoor sports area, and a gym, and a park as well. And while the plans for the town are in early stages and just planning, they align with an application for a wastewater permit for the Boring Company site. The application mentioned that the company expects up to 100 employees a day to be on the site, and that the site has several warehouses and office buildings, 15 on-site employee housing units, a recreational court, and parking for everybody. Plans include an on-site bistro or a cafe, more employee housing, and more parking alongside that. And the Wall Street Journal report also mentioned that Musk and the Boring Company executives have researched and discussed incorporating a town in Bastrop County. The report said that Musk's vision for the town is to create a Texas utopia where employees could live and work in a self-contained community. Boring Company President Steve Davis reportedly described plans that would include creating an entire city out of this place. Now, this isn't the first time that Musk has floated the idea of a city or town in Texas. In 2021, he tweeted that he wanted to create the city of Starbase, Texas, a reference to his South Texas SpaceX operations. And the report said that Musk's former girlfriend Grimes, as well as Kanye West and West's architectural designer, have been involved in board discussions about the town, but the discussions have not led to concrete plans going forward. This potential project could raise concerns among some neighbors and environmental groups, members of the community and environmental groups, along with State Senator Sarah Eckerd of Austin, who formerly represented the Bastrop area where the Boring Company site is located, have requested a public meeting on the permit. The meeting will be held on March 21st. Now, if the permit is granted, the company would be able to dispose of 142,500 gallons of treated wastewater a day directly into the Colorado River below Lady Bird Lake, according to the draft permit issued by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality. And the company also requested the option of disposing of the wastewater via irrigation onto 63 acres of grassland that it owns. Now, Elon Musk's potential plan to build his own town in Bastrop County, Texas, has captured the attention of so many people, millions of people, with the ambitious vision of a Texas utopia where employees could live and work in a self-contained community. And while the plans are still in their early stages, the potential project has already sparked concerns from numerous people, among the neighbors and environmental groups, and they've requested a public meeting on this permit. However, if approved, the project could have far-reaching implications for the future of sustainable living and infrastructure development in the area. And Musk continues to push the boundaries of what's possible. with his innovative ideas, relentless pursuit of progress, electric cars, SpaceX, and creating his own town now, he's constantly challenging us to think outside of the box and dream big. And this is just possibly one of his newest ventures and could help his employees in the future with the project that they're working on. Now, there's also some recent news about Elon and some banks. The recent news of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, if you will, has caused a stir among investors. However, amidst the crisis, opportunities may be opening up for one of the most innovative entrepreneurs of our time, and it's reporting that Elon is up for bids for this possibly, but responding to a tweet suggesting that Twitter should buy SVB and become a digital bank, Musk tweeted his openness to the idea, which has resonated with his fans and followers. This isn't the first time that Musk has shown interest in the banking sector. 2015, Musk talked about starting his own bank to compete with established financial. It's unclear if he's still interested in that idea. His recent tweet suggests that he may be exploring new ways to disrupt the banking industry. Now, Musk's involvement in digital banking could potentially revolutionize the sector. Twitter already has a vast user base of billions of people, which could provide a strong customer base for the digital bank. Moreover, Musk's reputation for innovative ideas could attract new investors and bring in fresh capital. However, the potential risks associated with such an undertaking cannot be overlooked, and Musk would need to navigate strict regulatory frameworks, the challenges of scaling a digital bank, and the inherent risks of operating in the financial sector to get this done. Aside from digital banking, Musk has also shown a keen interest in other areas, including cryptocurrency, Dogecoin, and real estate. Let's take a closer look at some of these investment options, and let's look into some cryptocurrency here. So Musk's views on cryptocurrency have been very well documented, very well tweeted, and he has been one of the most vocal proponents of digital currencies, stating that he owns Bitcoins, Ethereum, and also Dogecoin. He's also encouraged Tesla to accept Bitcoin as payments for its cars. However, his interest in cryptocurrency hasn't been without controversy from both sides. For instance, his tweets have caused massive fluctuations in the value of Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and other digital currencies in the past. Now, despite the volatility associated with cryptocurrencies, they've become a very popular asset class. And many investors have allocated a portion of their portfolio to digital currencies, and institutional investors are showing an increased interest in the space. And investing in a cryptocurrency can be done through various platforms, but investors should be aware that risks are involved, and the fees for these are a little bit high sometimes, so just beware. Now, real estate is another thing. He's shown asset interest for physical things. Real estate is one of them. He's spoken about the importance of owning tangible assets in an inflationary environment. Real estate is a popular asset class, providing an inflation hedge as well as a steady stream of rental income. However, investing in real estate can be an expensive endeavor, and it requires significant capital to get started. Now, there's several investment options available for those looking to invest in real estate without the significant capital requirements. One of those options is real estate investment trusts, REITs, which allow investors to pool their money together to invest in portfolio properties. And another option is crowdfunding platforms, which allow investors to invest in specific real estate projects. Now, Musk's potential involvement in digital banking could create new opportunities in the financial sector for everybody. Now, this is pure speculation at this point. Elon said it might be a good idea. He might be interested, and he has a reputation for innovative ideas, and his vast network could attract huge investors to the sector. And the risks of this could be pretty big, but they won't be overlooked. He has an interest in cryptocurrency. He said it numerous times that he wants to add banking to the Twitter platform. And this could be a way for him to buy a bank opportunity, pennies on the dollar, get all the regulations taken care of just by buying the bank, get some investors. There you go. And you're all taken care of. Now, Musk's interest in cryptocurrency and real estate also provides new investment opportunities for the people that invest in him and his companies. So we'll see what happens in the future if he's serious about this. If he buys up a bank, we could shortly see that Twitter offers banking on their platform. We're excited to discuss the recent developments surrounding SpaceX's Starship Mega Rocket, a game-changing project that has the potential to not only revolutionize space travel, but also alter the course of humanity's future. This incredible feat of engineering is the key to Musk's ambitious plans to establish human colonies on the moon and Mars. So let's dive into some details about the Starship program. Now, Elon Musk is a man of boundless ambition. And the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, he seems to defy every limit put in front of him, always pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And his latest endeavor, the Starship, is no exception. He wants to launch the world's biggest, most powerful rocket, and then use it to take humans to the moon and then Mars. And after 10 years of development, Musk announced SpaceX is almost ready to attempt the maiden flight of its Starship Mega Rocket sometime in March. But what's the Starship, and why is it such a big deal? We'll take a deeper dive into the Starship, imagine what it is, how it works, and what it can mean for the future of space travel. Now, this is the tallest and most powerful rocket that's ever been built. And at a height of around 390 feet, Starship dwarfs other rockets. Engineers assemble the top and bottom parts of the rocket separately. The Starship is around 394 feet tall and 30 feet wide, according to SpaceX. It's not just any rocket. At 394 feet, it's taller than any other operational heavy lift launcher, including NASA's Saturn V and the Space Launch System. Its massive size is a significant feat of engineering. And Olivier Dewec, professor of aeronautics, astronautics, and engineering at MIT, notes, quote, "A rocket that's twice as big is about eight times as challenging to build and test and fly than a rocket half its size." However, Starship is not only the tallest rocket ever created, but also the most powerful. The rocket generates over 17 million pounds of thrust, thanks to the super heavy booster, which packs a real punch. And the bottom part of the rocket, which is the booster, contains 33 Raptor engines, each generating 500,000 pounds of thrust. This is twice as powerful as NASA's SLS Mega Rocket Booster, which has 8.8 million pounds of thrust. And the rocket should be able to lift up to 250 plus metric tons of payload into orbit, 150 if the rocket is used in its reusable form, according to SpaceX's website. Now, this rocket is reusable, and it could possibly be the future of space exploration. Starship is designed to be reusable, meaning it should be able to come back to Earth intact, ready to be used again. And Musk believes that reusable rockets are the future of space travel, allowing companies to cut down on costs and time with each launch. And in 2021, SpaceX landed a reusable prototype of the Starship successfully. That's the part on top, the 150-ish foot tall rocket. The unmanned vehicle flew about 10 kilometers into the sky before coming back down and landing relatively safely on a landing pad around 6 minutes after takeoff at Boca Chica Starbase, Texas. Now, Musk has long touted the benefits of reusable rockets. In a tweet in 2018, he wrote, "Reusability is critical to making space travel affordable and accessible for humanity. The idea is simple. If a rocket can be reused, the cost of each launch goes down significantly, making space travel more accessible to more people. And in addition, reusable rockets could reduce the amount of space debris in orbit, which is becoming an increasingly significant problem." Now, they use Methalox for this rocket. There's a promise for this. There's a big future for this. Starship's mammoth thrust comes down to SpaceX's Raptor 2 engines, which uses a fuel called Methalox, a combination of methane and oxygen, and it pushes the rocket up into space. This is a very different type of fuel from SpaceX's other rockets, which use combination of kerosene and oxygen, or NASA's SLS rocket, which is fueled by oxygen and hydrogen. Methane is a molecule contains less carbon than kerosene, which means that burning methane makes a lot less soot than burning kerosene. This is important because soot buildup can cause problems in rocket engines, particularly when they're designed to be reusable. But using methane, SpaceX can avoid some of these issues. It potentially extend the life of its engines and its rockets. Methane is also more readily available on Mars, which is a key aspect of Musk's long-term vision for interplanetary travel. Now, another benefit of using methyl ox is its higher specific impulse, which means that it can generate more thrust per unit of fuel. This makes the rocket more efficient and can lead to cost savings and increased payload capability in the future. Now, if you're interested in space travel, if you're interested in SpaceX, we have a Starship, basically a Starship-focused YouTube channel. It's called Space News Pod. It's youtube.com/@SpaceNewsPod. If you could go over there and please subscribe to the channel, I'd greatly appreciate it. And you'll get so many Starship videos from that channel. It's been around for about 4 years. I actually went down to Starbase, Texas for 10 years to cover the Starship rocket for the Space News Pod channel. So please take a second, go over there at Space News Pod on YouTube and hit the subscribe button. It's fun. I love it. So let's get back to more specifics about the Starship rocket. So there's more than just those benefits of the methyl ox. It has a higher specific impulse, which means that it can generate way more thrust per unit of fuel than the other kinds of thrust fuel for the other rockets. Now, this makes the rocket more efficient and can lead to cost savings and increase payload capability in the future. Now, they want to send this rocket, or variants of this rocket, to the moon, Mars, and out into the solar system even further, possibly Jupiter, possibly even further than that. And we'll see what is rated for humans in the future with this rocket. They have ambitious plans for the Starship. The company has already won a $2.9 billion NASA contract to build the lunar version of the Starship, called the HLS, or the Human Landing System. And this vehicle will be used to ferry astronauts to the lunar surface as part of NASA's Artemis program. It's the first crewed lunar landing using the Starship HLS, and it'll be expected to take place sometime in the mid-2020s. Now, Artemis 2 is coming up in 2023, and Artemis 2 is 2023, Artemis 3, 2026 possibly, Artemis 4 just got pushed back to about 2029, 2030. So in the next 5 years, we could possibly see a Starship on the moon. And in between landing people on the moon and now, we'll see a Starship HLS variant test article go to the moon. So a full Starship has to actually land on the moon so SpaceX can get this money from NASA. Now, Musk's ultimate goal is even more audacious: sending human beings to the red planet of Mars. He envisions a future in which humans can live and work on the red planet. And he believes that Starship is the key to making that dream a reality. By developing a rocket that is reusable, powerful, and fueled by resources that can be found on Mars, SpaceX is laying the groundwork for a sustained human presence on the planet. However, many challenges remain, including the development of life support systems, radiation protection, and propulsion technologies that can make the long journey to Mars feasible. But if there's one thing that Musk's career has shown, it's that he's not deterred by challenges. So this giant rocket will have a huge impact on the space industry. If they develop this rocket properly and successfully and launch the Starship, it could have a profound implication for the space industry. If SpaceX can prove that reusable Starships are not only possible but cost-effective, other companies and space agencies may be encouraged to follow suit. Now, this could lead to a new era of space exploration, which more countries would be involved, private companies would be involved, and people would be able to afford cheaper access to space. Now, in addition, SpaceX's massive payload capability could open up new possibilities for scientific research, satellite development, and even space tourism in the future. The ability to send large quantities of cargo and people into space could pave the way for space-based manufacturing, asteroid mining, and the construction of large-scale space habitats, even bigger than the International Space Station. SpaceX's Starship represents a significant leap forward in rocket technology and the potential future of space travel. And it's huge. This towering size, impressive power, and ambitious goals have captured the imagination of people around the world. While challenges remain, the Starship's maiden flight marks a major milestone in the quest to make space travel more accessible and affordable. And if successful, the Starship could change the landscape of space exploration, opening up new possibilities for scientific research, space tourism, and even colonization of other planets. As we stand on the cusp of a new era in space travel, it's impossible not to be excited about what the future holds. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I appreciate all of your time and all of your support. And also, if you could take a second and hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. In the world of space exploration, Elon Musk has long been a visionary and a driving force. With SpaceX's ambitious plans to make space travel accessible and sustainable, Musk has time and again proven that the impossible can become possible. And now, with SpaceX's Starship taking center stage in NASA's Artemis 3 mission, we're witnessing a new chapter in space history unfold. Now, Artemis 3 is NASA's bold initiative to return humans to the moon and pave the way for future missions to Mars. And SpaceX's Starship will play a critical role in transporting the astronauts from lunar orbit to the surface of the moon and back again, marking a major milestone in human space exploration. Now, as we discuss the journey of SpaceX and its remarkable partner with NASA, let's take a moment to appreciate the unwavering determination and sheer brilliance of Elon Musk and his team, who've led the way to redefining what's possible in the final frontier. Now, we also have to talk about Axiom Space and their brand new spacesuit. Now, when astronauts returned to the moon for the first time in over 50 years as part of NASA's Artemis 3 mission, they'll be wearing Axiom Space's next-generation spacesuit to walk on the lunar surface. Axiom Space's Artemis 3 spacesuit aims to meet the complex challenges of the lunar South Pole and help grow our understanding of the moon in order to enable a long-term presence there. The Axiom Extravehicular Mobility Unit, the AXEMU spacesuit, revealed at Space Center Houston's Moon to Mars Festival, is a prototype designed to accommodate a wide range of crew members. The full fleet of training spacesuits is set to be delivered to NASA by late summer of this year. Now, the advanced spacesuit ensures astronauts are equipped with high-performing, robust equipment for their missions. And they'll leverage NASA's Exploration Extravehicular Mobility Unit, the XEMU, spacesuit design. The Axiom Space spacesuits provide increased flexibility, greater protection, and specialized tools for exploration and scientific opportunities. And the new spacesuit will enable exploration of more of the lunar surface than ever before. For display purposes, the spacesuit has a custom cover layer designed by Esther Marquis from the Apple TV series For All Mankind. Using the Axiom Space logo and brand colors, they made this suit striking. The actual spacesuit worn on the moon will be white to reflect heat and protect astronauts from extreme temperatures, as this one is a darker navy or black color right now. Now, the Artemis 3 mission, which is scheduled to land near the lunar South Pole in 2025, is a significant milestone in American leadership in space exploration. NASA's Orion spacecraft will transport the crew to and from Earth and in and out of lunar orbit. The crew will be selected from the most diverse astronaut corps in history, each equipped with unique skills and intensely trained. And this mission will include a launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida atop the Space Launch System rocket, the SLS. And after launching to Earth orbit, the crew will perform systems checks and solar panel adjustments on Orion before setting its course to the moon. Now, Orion at that point will perform a series of engine burns to place the spacecraft in near rectilinear halo orbit. And NASA has selected SpaceX to provide the human landing system that will transport Artemis III astronauts from Orion in lunar orbit to the surface of the moon and back again. SpaceX plans to use a unique concept of operations to increase the overall efficiency of their lander. And after a series of tests, SpaceX will fly at least one uncrewed demo mission that lands the Starship on the lunar surface. Now, before the crew launch, SpaceX will launch a storage depot to Earth orbit. Reusable tankers will carry propellant to the storage depot to fuel the human landing system. The uncrewed Starship human landing system will then launch to Earth orbit and rendezvous with the storage depot to fill its tanks before executing a translunar injection, engine burn, and travel approximately 6 days to NRHO, where it will await the Artemis III crew. Now, when both spacecraft have arrived in NRHO, Orion will dock with the Starship human landing system in preparation for the first lunar surface expedition of the 21st century. Two astronauts will be aboard Starship, and two will remain in Orion. The astronauts will don advanced spacesuits provided by Axiom Space to explore the lunar surface. Now, during the moonwalks, the astronauts will take pictures and video, survey geology, retrieve samples, and collect other data to meet specific scientific objectives. And the view from the lunar South Pole region will look very different from the photos taken on Apollo missions in the moon's equatorial region. The information and materials collected by Artemis III astronauts will increase our understanding of the mysterious South Pole region, the moon, and our solar system as a whole. And when their surface expedition is complete, the two astronauts will lift off the surface of the moon and head back to NRHO in Starship to reunite with their crewmates in Orion. And after docking, the crew will spend up to 5 days in orbit, transferring samples between the vehicles and preparing for the journey back to Earth. When they reach the optimal NRHO departure point, with all four astronauts back in the Orion capsule, they'll undock from the Starship and ignite Orion's engines, slinging the spacecraft past the moon and allowing it to coast towards Earth. The crew will travel about 25,000 miles. That's about 40,000 kilometers per hour during reentry into Earth's atmosphere. They'll be assisted by 11 parachutes, and they'll splash down in the Pacific Ocean, where it and the crew will be retrieved with support from the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. Navy. Now, Artemis III will be one of the most complex undertakings of engineering and human ingenuity in the history of deep space exploration and all of humankind to date. The astronauts' observations, samples, and data collected will expand our understanding of our solar system and our home planet, while inspiring the next generation. Now, this mission will usher in a future in which humans consistently access the moon and human planetary exploration missions are within reach. Now, each Artemis mission will increase our knowledge, refine our operations, and prove our technology as we prepare for the first human missions to Mars aboard a SpaceX Starship. Now, the development of Axiom Space Next Generation spacesuits and the Artemis III mission are poised to change the landscape of space exploration. And they'll bring about new discoveries and opportunities for scientific advancement, including Starship and SpaceX. The mission's success will not only be a testament to the incredible progress in space technology, but also a reflection of the diverse and talented individuals contributing to this monumental endeavor. And as we look forward to the Artemis III mission and the first woman and the first person of color setting foot on the moon, we stand at the threshold of a new era in space exploration. This milestone serves as a reminder of the power of human ingenuity and the endless possibilities that lie ahead when we dare to dream. The development of artificial intelligence has been one of the most significant technological advances of recent years, with the potential to transform countless industries and improve the lives of people around the world. One of the most exciting and widely discussed areas of AI is natural language processing, which has seen rapid progress in the development of language models like GPT-3 and recently GPT-4. These models have the ability to understand and analyze complex language and generate text that is difficult to distinguish from human writing. They've been used in a variety of applications, including chatbots, language translation, and content creation, and have the potential to revolutionize the way we interact with machines and make significant contributions to fields like healthcare, finance, and education. And the development of ChatGPT and GPT-4 in particular has generated a lot of excitement and optimism among experts in the field of AI. These models are expected to be the most powerful and sophisticated language models yet, with significantly more parameters than their predecessors. GPT-4 in particular is expected to be capable of more sophisticated reasoning and inference, making it better equipped to handle complex tasks that require a deeper understanding of language. Now, despite the many potential benefits of AI, it also raises important questions about its impact on society. One of the most pressing concerns is the potential for job displacement, particularly in industries like transportation, manufacturing, and retail. And while some experts predict that AI will create new job opportunities, others warn that it could lead to significant job loss and economic disruption. Now, in addition to concerns about job displacement, there are also concerns about the potential for AI to perpetuate bias and discrimination. Language models like GPT-3 and GPT-4 are trained on large data sets of text, which can reflect existing biases and stereotypes in society. If these biases are not addressed and corrected, they can be perpetuated and amplified by the AI models, potentially leading to harmful outcomes. Now, to address these concerns, it's essential that AI is developed in a safe and responsible way, with appropriate regulations and oversight in place to ensure that it's used to create positive change for everybody. This includes the need for transparency and accountability in the development and deployment of AI models, as well as the need to address issues of bias and discrimination. Now, while the development of GPT-4 has sparked excitement and optimism among experts in the field of AI, it has raised questions and concerns about its potential impact, particularly in the job market. Elon Musk, the CEO of Neuralink, expressed his concern on Twitter, asking what would be left for humans to do if AI continues to advance. Now, he urged for the need to get a move on with projects like Neuralink, which aims to enable humans to communicate directly with machines using their thoughts alone. And the comments by Musk have sparked a flurry of responses on social media, with many people speculating about the future of human labor and the role of AI. Now, some experts predict that AI could lead to widespread job displacement, particularly in industries like transportation, manufacturing, and retail. However, others argue that AI will create new job opportunities and lead to greater economic growth. Now, the development of ChatGPT-4 has also raised concerns about cheating in universities and colleges. With access to such powerful language models, students could potentially generate highly sophisticated essays, papers, or exam responses that are difficult for human graders to distinguish from genuine work. Universities and colleges will need to be vigilant in detecting and preventing cheating through the use of AI models like GPT-4. So what exactly is ChatGPT? GPT-4 is the latest artificial intelligence language model in the fourth iteration in the GPT series. It's expected to be the most powerful and sophisticated language model yet, built on the success of its predecessor, GPT-3, which has been widely praised for its ability to generate natural language text that is difficult to distinguish from human writing. GPT-4 is expected to be even more advanced in the coming months. Now, OpenAI has not really revealed the full details of the model, what's expected to have significantly more parameters than GPT-3, which has 175 billion parameters. GPT-4 is expected to be able to perform a wider range of natural language tasks, including language translation, question answering, summarization, and many more. And additionally, the model is expected to be capable of more sophisticated reasoning and interface, making it better equipped to handle complex tasks that require a deeper understanding of language. Now, the development of GPT-4 represents a major step forward in the field of artificial intelligence and natural language processing. Now, as AI technology continues to evolve and improve, it has the potential to revolutionize the way we interact with machines and make significant contributions to fields like healthcare, finance, and education. Now, overall, the development of ChatGPT and GPT-4 has generated a lot of excitement and concern. While the technology has the potential to revolutionize many industries, it also raises important questions about the impact on society and the need for regulations and oversight to ensure that AI is developed in a safe and reasonable way. Thank you for tuning in to the Elon Musk podcast, brought to you by Stage Zero Productions and hosted by me, Will Walden. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And for exclusive, ad-free content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/stagezero. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.